Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
There was a time when author Karen Rivadeneira and her family had it all by the world standards. Then the bottom dropped out, and they found themselves penniless for the first time. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Karen's husband worked in the financial industry. They had the tools and knowledge to handle their money well, but the tide of success turned, jobs transitioned, and they had three children. Suddenly, Karen and her husband found themselves more dependent on God than they'd ever been before. She explained how the biblical request, "Give us this day our daily bread," suddenly had so much more meaning.
Yeah, well, in the book, I write the story of how about 12, 13 years ago, a group of friends and I were discussing the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, we were spending a lot of time on what it actually means for daily bread. And in this group, you know, we are all doing well financially, very comfortable lives, and we all admitted we had no idea what it really meant. You know, and we were having this debate that it just did not speak to our lives. And I came home that night, and I was really troubled by that. I thought, if there's a line that Jesus taught us to pray that we don't understand, what on earth, you know, what's going on? There's something wrong there. And at the time, I prayed. I'm like, God, help me understand what this means. And I joke in the book that it was the dumbest prayer I ever prayed, because I have so learned 100 million times over of really what that means. And, you know, again, not the final say, but what it means in my life. And I think what it means for many of us. And, you know, so often we say, well, it's not about the bread itself. It's about whatever it is that we need to get through the day. And that is very true, except when you are in a position where you literally don't know how you are going to pay for food, how you're going to pay your bills, that takes on a very literal meaning. I just actually had a friend joke on my Facebook page that her moving from being, you know, regular employed to being a freelancer has helped her understand that better too. And it's true, because suddenly there's no guarantee of where things are going to come from. You don't know how your needs are necessarily going to be met. You want to trust that they will, but you need to also recognize that it's out of your control. And I think for most of us, we spend our lives thinking we are in control of all of it. You know, we're Americans, we're well-educated, you know, and all these things. And we think we never have to worry about that. But we forget that really none of it is in our control. So this season of financial desperation really opened up that idea to me that it's not in our control. We do need to have things, you know, turn to God for this. But the other upside of this, though, and I think why it's so beautiful in this prayer, is that when we do ask for our daily bread, whether it is literal or what, you know, if it is something else that we need relationally or for our jobs or whatever it is, when we do turn to God for that and say, I need this from you today, you are the only one who can provide this, there's something so amazing that happens when God does come through with it. Maybe not in the way we expected, but when we do find that sustenance of whatever it is, there's something really amazing that happens, and that just understanding God and his realness in a whole new level.